Agree with you. All right, let's bring our own Babalo Ndenze, our EWN reporter, live to us from Parliament into the conversation. And Babalo, the reason we're taking you now and not straight after the mini budget is that, of course, you wanted to engage some of the political parties and the big players in Parliament to get their reaction to the mini budget. What has their reaction been?
Hi, Joanne. Not a very positive reaction to the MTBPF by opposition parties. You know, the main parties, the EFF and the Democratic Alliance, the Freedom Front Plus, the ACDP have all basically given a similar response to the policy statement. And they say that they actually appreciate the minister's honesty, but they don't think he has said enough in terms of solutions on how to turn around, you know, the economic tide. For example, they are concerned about high unemployment, the budget deficit of 5.9% of GDP. So debt to GDP ratio could exceed 70%. And the minister said earlier that that could, you know, spell disaster for the country when it gets to that point. As well as the public wage bill is a concern amongst all the parties, which, you know, seems to be growing by the year. It's about 40, just over 40 rand of every 100 rand spent by the government goes towards paying salaries. The minister did, you know, give some indications of what he would be trying to do, you know, in terms of trying to stop that from happening. That's why salary cuts were way applicable, as well as salary freezes, not just for senior government employees, but for his own members of the cabinet, as well as MECs in the different provinces. And so the general reaction from the political parties is not a very positive one for the minister, and they're actually predicting an even worse budget in February next year, where, you know, South Africans could expect an increase in tax.
Right. Well, let's look at this issue of tax for a moment, because certainly not much positivity in terms of our collections for this year. 1.37 trillion collected this year. That obviously amounts to 53 billion rand, but that's 4% less than they'd actually expected or hoped to collect this year.
Yes, indeed. I mean, we had a little chat with the SARS commissioner during a press briefing a few minutes before the speech was delivered. And he did touch on this budget, on this deficit, or this 5.3 billion rand shortfall, I beg your pardon. And the actual MTBPS document, the Treasury document, where the minister goes into greater detail about this, it looks like there will be a different tax regime come next year. That's all the indication. And he does acknowledge that South Africans have been heavily taxed over the years. But the current situation leaves, you know, the Treasury no other choice but to maybe come back to that very point of taxing South Africans even further. There was a progressive tax that was announced earlier last year, which, you know, targets, you know, the highest earners. But it looks like going into the new year, South Africans can expect, you know, they have to pay more in terms of tax. And opposition parties have accepted that reality and is most likely going to happen.
I mean, something else that South Africans will likely be paying for is e-tolls. I mean, I listened very closely to hear exactly what he had to say, but there isn't a definitive decision on this. All we know is that the Ministers of Finance and Transport are going to consult the Premier of Gauteng and his Executive Council, but the Finance Minister wants a culture of payment to be built in the country.
Yes, indeed. And in fact, he's repeating what the president said a couple of weeks ago in the National Assembly, if you remember, where he said South Africa needs to get over this whole culture of non-payment and that the era of, you know, boycotts is long gone. So the minister, Mboweni, has, you know, said this before, that, you know, e-tolls are here to stay. And he actually made an interesting point earlier before his speech that the use of the word, communicating the words of user pay, you know, should not really be the ones that he uses. He should rather be referring to the Gauteng Highway Improvement Project, you know, which alerts South Africans that, in fact, you know, you're not paying for nothing. You're actually paying for a highway that you're using on a regular basis. And he says the reasons why these roads are deteriorating at the pace that they're deteriorating in is, you know, precisely because road users and South Africans who use these roads are refusing to pay. And because they will come back later and complain about the standard of the roads, when in fact they are the ones refusing to pay SANRAL to be able to fund the maintenance of those roads. So he's repeating what President Ramaphosa has said a number of times, that Now, the culture of non-payment needs to be behind us in South Africa if anything is to happen. And that does not only apply to e-tolls, Joanne, it also applies to Eskom and, you know, electricity as well, this culture of non-payment.
Thank you so much for wrapping that for us. Babalwa Ndenze, he is our EWN reporter, live to us there from Parliament.